This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Michigan's Senator Debbie Stabenow is announcing legislation to support those with Alzheimer's disease and their caregivers. Senator Stabenow joins us now. Welcome back to Stateside.
Oh, Cindy, it's always great to be with you.
What would this Hope for Alzheimer's Act do?
This is a very important piece of what needs to be done because it focuses on encouraging doctors to diagnose early and to do caregiver planning, where we would actually set up a benefit under Medicare, where once you diagnose, you bring the whole family, all the caregivers together, you make sure they understand what resources are available in the community, what can be done, what to expect. And right now, that doesn't happen in way too many instances. And in fact, the Alzheimer's Association did a survey, a very extensive survey nationally, and said, unfortunately, too many times physicians don't even tell people the diagnosis because they don't think there's anything they can do about it, which isn't true anymore. There are things, and so we need to encourage that to happen.
That report actually was a stunner when it tells us that fewer than half of those who are diagnosed with Alzheimer's are being told they have that disease by their physician. How can this be?
Well, I think there's, first of all, a lot of work that needs to be done on education, both of healthcare providers and the general public about what Alzheimer's is, what's happening now. You know, when I first started doing this work, I was in the state house. This was 25 years ago, and at that time, the only way you could find out if somebody had Alzheimer's was to do an autopsy after they had died. So we have come a long way now. You can identify early onset Alzheimer's. This is very much a family disease, because the whole family is impacted by this. So we need to take the next step, make sure that people are getting diagnosed, that they know what's available, and that we can start the process of supporting the family.
And realizing that Alzheimer's and these other dementias cost our nation $226 billion, it's a thing being felt in our homes, but certainly being felt across the country.
Well, it's huge. In fact, one out of every $5 spent in Medicare is spent on Alzheimer's. That's stunning. So when folks talk about wanting to save money in Medicare, I say, well, why don't we start by focusing on Alzheimer's disease?
Do you feel strongly that this act will correct this problem of people being kept in the dark by their physicians and their families being kept in the dark?
Well, it's a very important step. There's never one silver bullet, but if we can make this a part of Medicare reimbursement, if we can reach out to physicians and say this is an expectation that people will be diagnosed, that you will do a caregiver planning session so that people know what's available, that it'll be reimbursed under Medicare, that sends a very different signal about the importance of that. And, you know, we have 185,000 people in Michigan alone right now with a diagnosis of Alzheimer's, and that involves three or four times more in number of caregivers that are impacted, and broader family members, children, parents, you know, other relatives that are all impacted by this disease.
Senator, while we have you, I'd like to take a little time to ask you about the letter that you and your colleague, Democratic Senator Gary Peters, wrote earlier this week. You're urging full funding of the A-10 military fleet, the Warthog. And just to refresh everyone's memory, this program is located at Selfridge Air National Guard Base in Macomb County. And the A-10 is used in close air support of troops on the ground. And one argument that's been against the A-10 is that it was designed for more traditional land wars with clearly defined battlefields. And we're seeing modern warfare moving toward the more rapid deployment of smaller counterinsurgent teams and drones and even cyber warfare. Why do we still need the A-10?
Well, first of all, we're using the A-10, and the soldiers on the ground tell us that it's a very important plane to them. And so I think it's important that we be listening to those on the ground and that we be providing them the tools that they are asking for. It's important to Michigan, both for Selfridge and Battle Creek. We know there are new kinds of missions. Certainly, cybersecurity is something that we are also focusing on as a mission in Battle Creek. And we know that there are other opportunities for Selfridge as well. But the A-10 is a very important ongoing part of our arsenal, and our soldiers tell us they want to continue it.
Well, senior defense officials have said getting rid of the A-10 would save nearly $4 billion over 5 years. So if not the A-10, where do you think the military could be looking to reduce costs?
Well, there are many, many things that they are looking at right now. I think one of the areas that we saw back during the years of the full-blown Iraq war in Afghanistan was a huge expansion of contractors in the military. And I think there needs to be an analysis of whether that has added an explosion in costs. And I think looking again at what should be done in-house rather than the millions of, literally millions of contractors that we have now is another area we need to take a look at. So certainly there's a lot of tough decisions that need to be made, but when it comes to what our troops need on the ground, I don't think we should start there.
Senator Debbie Stabenow, thank you so much for speaking with us today on Stateside.
Absolutely.